I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, good neighbors. I just got a special visitor here into the studio. It was Andrew Halverson from the Minnesota Twins, and they just gave me my own jersey with my name on it, number 22. Joining us right now is Minnesota Twins president, Dave St. Peter. Dave, what a nice way to welcome me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Vanita, good morning, and welcome to the big chair at WCCO Radio and all of us with the Twins. All of our fans across Twins territory couldn't be more thrilled to see you in that chair and have an opportunity to work with you as we move forward here. So we figured a jersey would be appropriate as a new way to kind of start out this new era of WCCO Radio's morning show.
You guys have been so great at the Twins. I really appreciate your warm welcome. And I got to give you all a pat on the back. That Winter Classic was top notch from start to finish. We won't talk about the game. That was a bummer. But everything else about what was done at Target Field, what was that like for you? And what was the highlight for you?
Well, you know, the planning for this really goes back almost 10 years. You know, Craig Leopold, the owner of the Wild, really was a voice for this, and Matt Maka. And we had so many conversations about why Target Field was the right place to host a Winter Classic. I think seeing everybody come together and the spectacle of Minnesota sports, I think the pregame ceremony, the anthem, John Kreisel being honored, there were so many great highlights. And, you know, I think that was one of those once-in-a-generation events that if you were there, you were blessed to be there. But trust me, over time, there will be a lot of people that weren't there that will claim they were there that night because it was that type of a night in Minnesota sports history.
Was there anything that surprised you about everything with all that planning that went into it? Every touch was perfect. You were handing out the toe and hand warmers, the heating lamps. Everything was just to a T done well. But was there a surprise for you?
I think the hardiness of the fans, you know, I'll be honest with you, Vanita, when you're dealing with weather the way we were, I'm not sure we figured, you know, weren't sure what to expect. But even the way our staff and the way all the people that worked that event came together and just dealt with the elements. I mean, it was literally a badge of honor. I'm happy to report. I think we got through it okay. I don't think anybody was severely injured or hurt or anything of that nature. But it was special. And, you know, obviously the Wild made it close in the third period. There were, frankly, still a lot of fans in the ballpark. So it was a special night. It was one of those nights that made you be proud to be a Minnesotan. And from a Twins perspective, we were incredibly honored to host the Wild and the Blues and the spectacle of the Winter Classic. It was a big deal for our organization, for our staff. It was great to see 40,000 people in downtown Minneapolis enjoying a beautiful winter night.
Absolutely. And honestly, if you prepared with the right layers and everything, it wasn't that bad. You just had to prepare.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. And actually, Target Field, you know, was built originally, right, for some of those less than perfect days in April, in May, and maybe October. We weren't, when we built the ballpark, weren't contemplating, you know, games in January. But, again, our operations staff did a magnificent job getting the ballpark ready. We added a lot of heat to the building, and it paid off, and really proud to be part of it.
Absolutely. And when we are at Target Field, of course, we think about the upcoming baseball season and got to ask, you know, is there going to be a baseball season and will it start when we think it was supposed to start?
Well, Vanita, I'm incredibly optimistic. Yeah, there will be a baseball season. Our home opener is scheduled for April 7th. You know, we're in the midst of a labor negotiation, and I have high confidence that the powers that be will work towards a deal, and we'll be able to see you, hopefully, at the WCCO Morning Show in spring training in Fort Myers, you know, come late February, early March, and ultimately we'll be able to begin the 2022 season on time, as expected, with our home opener April 7th at Target Field against the Seattle Mariners.
Love it. Well, I would love to be there, too, and I hope you're right. And just real quickly, locking in Byron Buxton, felt good?
Excited about Byron. He's obviously a huge part of what we've been trying to do and what we're going to try to do in the future. He's a special player. a fan favorite, and he wanted to be a Minnesota Twin. And thankfully, to the Pollad family and Byron's representatives, we were able to make that happen.
Okay. Thank you so much for the jersey, and thank you for the support. I appreciate it.
All right, Vanita. Excited to work with you, and welcome to WCCO Radio.
Thank you.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.